You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Many people across Central California know the name Ed Lund. Ed was a gifted artist, an instructor at Fresno State, and also an avid cyclist. He was killed tragically in a bicycle accident in a road rally a couple of years ago. Now, this weekend in Fryant, there's a road rally here dedicated to his memory and to raising scholarship funds for Fresno State students. It also features one of the world's premier cyclists, Levi Leipheimer. Here to tell us more about the event, we have Ed's sister, Elisa Lund Brown, joining us, as well as Mark Kranchek with the Edward Lund Foundation. Thanks and welcome to both of you. Elisa, I want to start with you and talk about your brother. Who was your brother? Tell us about why he was so important to so many in the Fresno area.
Ed, he reached everybody in every corner of the community, even though he was came off as a pretty understated or calm guy. He had this energy that people were just drawn to if you were in a room. He wasn't loud or boisterous. He was just the guy you were drawn to. And I think it's because he was truly authentic in the way he lived his life and projected to the community. He was a brilliant artist who put his creative time aside if he was needed by others, and he did that a lot. But he was also an avid cyclist. He grew up building his own bikes, riding his own bikes everywhere. He didn't get a driver's license until he was 18 because he thought he could do everything on a bike. And I think it was girls that finally woke him up to the joy of a car. But it was a vital part of Eddie's life since childhood.
Ed was a very integral part of two very tight-knit communities in Central California, the arts community and also the cycling community. Mark, how did this idea to hold a rally come about after his passing back in 2015?
Well, really, it came about with Lisa and her husband, Buddy, and sort of all the supporters and family and friends he had in the area. And I don't want to speak on behalf of Lisa, but, you know, I think there was this desire to offer something back to the community that Eddie touched and the people that cared about him so much. So they actually approached me and said, we're putting on this event, and I'm helping out. And it's been incredible, the support in the community that we've seen to date. It seems like me entering into Fresno and talking to people, and we put together a small video. The intensity with which people speak about Eddie and how he impacted their lives is truly incredible. So, ultimately he started as something just to almost a gift to the community. And then the support that's rallied behind it is incredible.
So you have some world-class cyclists taking part in this, including a name that may be familiar to some even casual observers of the cycling world, and that's Levi Leipheimer. He's taking part in this event, and there's an important tie there to Ed as well.
Yes. Eddie passed away during Levi's Grand Fondo in Sonoma in 2015. And at the time, it was really obviously tough, but Levi and the people at Bike Monkey who produced the race were there and supportive. And since that time, they've become really family to us and our family. And they've been a big part of helping us promote this and being supportive of it. When Levi heard about the memorial ride that the locals put on right after Eddie died, he came down and he rode quietly. You know, there was no announcement. He just rode alongside the community. And then the next year, Buddy and I went to the Grand Fondo because I needed to see and feel what that was that Eddie was so excited about and what he felt that day. That last day of his life, and I needed to get it to know what that feeling was. And we kind of went there quietly. We didn't announce ourselves either, but Levi heard we were there, and he found us, and we talked, and we hugged, and we cried a bit, and it was really beautiful. You know, he's a good man with a big heart, and Eddie would have liked him a lot. I think they would have been great friends. And so having Levi, having him there as a presence, and as just a good person is it's been really special and important.
So, Mark, turning back to you, how does this event that's taking place in Friant on the 21st work? What type of road rally is this? Where are they riding, and what can people expect?
Well, it begins at Millerton Lake, and it's really three courses that riders can select based on their ability and their preferences. There's an easy route. It's approximately 26 miles. There's a medium route. And then finally, one that's affectionately called the Hammer, as Eddie was known as the Hammer, due to the intensity with which he rode, and that's 102 miles. Being a road rally, there are time segments within the ride, so you can take your time at certain parts, but the time segments are really where you can set your personal record, your personal best, and we're going to give warning prizes to the winners for those time segments.
Was this an area that Ed liked to ride?
Oh, it's just, so Eddie and I grew up riding and hiking and driving with our when we were little through that area, through those roads and those mountains. And as Ed got older, he got very competitive with himself and those roads. And he was very passionate about the experience, not just for himself, but others. And he introduced a lot of new and burgeoning cyclists to the roads and the gravel and the hills and the climbs. It was, he'd ridden bicycles all over, the world. This was probably his favorite area to ride in. So yeah, it was special.
So now this event also is a fundraiser for Fresno State art students, raising money for them and their studies through scholarships. Tell me about that.
So Ed and I literally grew up at Fresno State. Our father was a professor of art there for 33 years. Ed spent his childhood hanging out with dad and all the professors in the art department there. And so when we started this foundation, it was with the intent of giving scholarships to students that Ed would have mentored and admired. These are students of need, and it's for scholarships for travel abroad, study abroad, because Ed was an adventurer, a traveler, and understanding other cultures was important to him, especially in his art. And that's what he brought to teaching at the university as well. So we have scholarships. Last year we gave three scholarships, changed three lives. This year we're going to change four more lives. It's something that I know Ed would be proud of, and these are students that he would have embraced, and it's really exciting to be able to give this back to the community and to these kids and keep that spirit of Ed alive.
Lisa, if people want more information about this event, where can they go?
We're on Facebook under the Hammer Road Rally. They can go to the lundfoundation.org, and all our events are on there, and they can register, they can volunteer. We have a festival that's open to the whole community, free to families, which will be fun. There's music, food, drinks, activities. There's a kids ride. So there's probably the Lund Foundation website's the best place to go for that, but hammerroadrally.com is another avenue to get there.
Again, we've been talking about the Hammer Road Rally taking place Saturday in Friant. It is in memory of the late Fresno artist and cyclist Ed Lund. It's going to be featuring one of the world's greatest cyclists presently, Levi Leipheimer. Ed was riding in Levi's event in 2015 in Sonoma when he lost his life in a tragic accident, a man who was close to many in the art and cycling community, and his legacy lives on. Talking today with his sister, Lisa Lund-Brown, as well as Mark Krancheck of the Ed Lund Foundation. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.